Get up with Josiah and Ellie. The Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I am so sad.
What are you sad about, Ellie?
That was the last Wednesday we'll ever spend working in 2018. It's never going to happen again. We've done like how many? 50 of them, probably.
More.
Approximately.
Oh, Thursdays. Yeah, about that.
No, Wednesdays, buddy. Don't get a day ahead of yourself.
Well, I'm thinking about Thursday because I'm about to reveal the Alpha Bucks clue. But yeah, back to sadness. You know what I just realised?
What?
Kind of happy about this.
What?
I've passed my probation.
Yeah.
So it's 6 months. What is it? A 6 months when you till your probation's over at this company?
Yeah.
So I can say whatever I want now and it takes a couple of strikes to get fired.
Do it. Say something naughty. I'm bringing this down. Say something naughty.
Well, I'll tell you what is going to make me really angry and say something naughty.
Yeah.
Is I'm looking in our Alpha Bucks sheets and I can't find the letter. Has it not? Oi!
That's not enough to get you fired. Can you say some more, please? Come on.
No. You're the
S word.
I don't swear. You know that.
Yes, you do.
I've never sworn. You've never heard me swear.
Oh, you're so boring. Live on the edge, bro. You're off probation. You can do what you want.
I can. So I'll be doing other things. Don't you worry about that. Knowing this office, it wouldn't take long to get a warning.
Speaking of which, you get a warning on air today from our boss.
Oh, I did too.
Denny, he comes
Surprised it was one of the sensitive people in this office.
None of those. All right, what's the alphabet letter?
N for netball.
For naughty.
It is N for naughty. N for netball. N for never give up.
N for...
Not going to get fired.
Yeah, true. So true. All right, well, enjoy the podcast today. Enjoy Alpha Bucks tomorrow. It is the last Alpha Bucks of 2018 as well.
I know.
If you're listening on Thursday, the 20th of December, 2018, then.
Hey, if you're listening, why don't you keep listening? Because there's still another half an hour of podcast to go. Hello.
Don't just tune in for the Alpha Bucks clue and then go. They've probably already gone.
I mean, that's all right.
They've got it.
That means we got our downloads.
In that case, we're just joking. It's actually S. Got him.
We're just doing this for the extra downloads anyway.
All right, enjoy the catch up. We'll speak to you again tomorrow.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Joined this morning by our boss, Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hello, guys. No need to panic. It's all good. You guys okay?
You just want to come on the radio again, don't you?
I know. It's true. I used to be on the radio and you can't sort of let that go.
You say that all the time. No need to panic, guys. It's fine. No, but then there's always a but and you tell us that someone's complained about us or something.
Well, I do get complaints about you guys a lot. I wanted to just quickly ask you because... A lot of people have said to me as of recently, they're a bit scared to come to Josiah and tell him, but.
Oh, come on, not me.
No, it's nothing big, mate.
It's always me.
Apparently, your fly is always down. And I just, you know, it's one of those things in life, like, do you let someone know they've got a pimple on their nose or some of the teeth? I thought I'd, like, I know, Jez, I'm fine with it. Mate, you've got to stop.
Well, you could have told me in the office. You didn't have to come on the radio to tell me, mate.
This is one of those things. Ellie, have you ever had a snot in your nose that you'd like to know about or something like that?
I never have snot in my nose.
Well, how do I defend myself from this? I'd rather have my fly undone than any of the above that you just suggested.
If there was anything
to have wrong, having my fly down seems like a positive.
But the problem is, Jay, you don't wear underwear.
Don't answer that. Don't you answer that.
No, I've got a reason. Look, my button on these pants, which I wear very often as well, have a look. There's no button. It's broken.
Well, get a button, buddy.
I don't know how to get a button, buddy, because the button doesn't exist and I don't know how to sew.
You guys okay? There's a bit of a... What's with the buddy bro?
It's last week, Ben. We're very tense.
Why don't you just get some extension cord and tie those things up, champ?
Well, I'm wearing a long shirt that'll cover it so you can't see where my fly is. And when I sit, Ellie can't help where her eyes wander because she loves looking down there.
No one ever said my eyes were wandering down there. Let's make that very clear.
No, but your eyes did all the talking.
You remember a while ago, I spoke to you both about flirting on the air? Yeah. These sorts of comments don't help your case.
It's not me saying it. It's him telling the people that my eyes are wandering down there when they're not.
Well, like I said, you didn't say it. Your eyes did the talking.
Back on track here. Let's go back to your zipper just for a second.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Is it okay to tell each other, though? Like, do you guys...
Well, there was a time when I had that huge hole in my jeans.
That's right.
The back of my pants and my butt was out a little bit. I showed Jay.
Is there a polite... Hang on, what? You showed him.
I showed him.
At the
and
deck
like,
on Friday.
On Friday night, my pants tore again. I showed him.
There's a theme here. My wife, though, she used to actually, like, say we're out and about and a girl's, say, G-string was showing.
Yeah.
Not to say it was always happening, but Mel would politely, excuse me... Your G-string.
Oh,
no way.
And yeah.
I reckon it depends on how well you know the person.
Would you feel comfortable if a total stranger came up to you and just tucked your little G-banger back in your pants?
I don't wear G-bangers, so that's a good point.
Okay, if someone came up and tucked your black Bonds underwear back in your pants.
Exactly. Actually, put that in perspective. If say you came past my office, I was like, Chains, you got a second? And you're like, yeah, what's up, Benno? And I'm like, your G's showing, champ. What would you...
Yes, I'd be creeped out.
That's weird, right?
I'm way more creeped out by the fact that Josiah knows I wear black Bonds underwear.
I mean, it's the white pants you wear quite often. You tell us. You've said it already.
I have said it. Okay, this has gone to a weird place, boys.
I didn't take it.
I want to ask the Goulburn Valley at 13, 12, 16, is it okay to let people know when there's something wrong with them? Not wrong with them, not like... you're a terrible person, but more like, do you have a bit of snot coming out? Oh, you got a pimple on your face.
No,
ooh,
let
you
it
stink
go.
A bit.
I'm the opposite. If I've got one, let me find out. I'll go to the, you know, I like looking in the mirror. I'll go to the bathroom. If I look at myself, oh, there's a pimple there. Glad I saw it first. No need to tell me. Tell me about the fly. That's a bit different. That's a bit creepy. It's
13, 12, 16.
I'm out. Call the guys. Zip that thing up. I'll speak to you later.
Give us a call now. We'll take your stories next. Let's go to Sally from Echuca on 13, 12, 16. Sal, to tell or not to tell?
You've got to tell. Even if you don't know the person, it's kindness.
Right. You're one of those, Sal. Yeah. So you go up to them, tap them on the shoulder and go, excuse mate, your dress is falling off or whatever it is.
Yeah, you're just like, mate, look, so sorry, but your fly's undone. And then just walk away so they don't have to see you again and they think you've disappeared.
What about when it comes to someone with really bad BO? This is my issue because, like, at the gym, if someone's stinky, do you tell them?
That's too hard.
There is a line.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to do this, Sal?
Not the BO one, but I did have to tell my boss at the Christmas party a few weeks ago that her boob was sticking out.
Nothing wrong with that, Sal.
Did your boss react? Was she embarrassed?
No, she had a laugh about it.
Oh, okay, well, there
awesome
you go.
Boss.
Yeah.
When Josiah tells our boss that there's boobs hanging out, he gets reported to HR.
Well, I tell you what, your boss sounds the complete opposite to our boss.
Well, ours is a male, for starters. So.
Yeah, he could still have them hang out.
Oh, thanks for your call, Sal.
No worries, guys.
All right, let's go to Fiona from Katandra. Hey, Fee, what do you reckon? Should you tell people when there's something embarrassing going on with them?
Well, if I would like to know, I think they want to know as well. That's right. The thing. Like, you know, if you walk around town with, you know, say a pimple or your fly's hanging down, you would want to know.
A total random comes up to Fiona and says, here, let me fix that for you. Lifts your bra strap, puts it back on. Is that uncomfortable for you? You'd be like, thank you. I'd rather not walk around like that for 2 hours.
Exactly.
Oh, what about if you've got BO? This is the one I always go to. Do you want someone to tell you if you're stinky?
Oh.
Yes, please.
Really?
I would go home and go have a shower. Like,
yeah.
I wouldn't care where I was. I would definitely go home and, yeah.
Well, Fiona, there's something I need to tell you.
Thanks.
We can smell you from here, Fee. Just kidding. Thank you so much for your call.
Thanks.
There you go. Pretty overwhelming response that to tell is the way to go.
I tell you what, if I'm seen around town, leave me alone. Don't tell me I've got a pimple under my chin. I'm sure I'm well aware of it.
Yeah, the pimple's a bit like, oh, yeah, no. We all know we've got pimples. We don't need to point it out.
If someone tells me I smell, I don't want to know. Bad breath, don't tell me. I'm a hygienic person. I know. Bad breath.
Or if I'm going to a bakery and they're serving me bad bread, I want to know.
Yeah, please tell me that one.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Unfortunately, I have to bring you right back down again. Crossing now live to Victoria Park Lake, where our very own Josiah is reporting live from the scene of a heinous crime. Morning, Josiah.
Morning, Ellie. This is very disappointing, to say the least.
Yeah, you're not wrong, buddy. What's going on down there?
Well, basically, we get a press release yesterday afternoon, and it reads, another cow has been stolen. Another cow.
Not another one. Not another one. So
there's three Christmas cows by the lake, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a blue one, there's a purple one, and then there's Mary Moo.
Mary Moo. Mary Moo is my favourite, of course.
People give me a toot. Guys, don't beat me. This isn't happy.
Sad. Can you not hear the violins?
Yes. Listen to the violins, guys. Mary Moo, the yellow Christmas cow, has gone missing, and so I thought I'd come here. I just don't understand, Ellie, how anyone can fight this. Amusing to steal a cow.
Oh, you're so right, buddy. I can't understand that the thought process that goes on behind it is just unbelievable. How do
I just think it's utterly disappointing.
Oh, God, are you trying to do cow puns right now? Is that what you're doing?
No.
This is a serious report, Josiah. Okay, a crime has taken place.
But like every disappointment in life and when something goes wrong, you and I like to try and spin it into a positive. And just like when we found B1, the missing cow, we need to try and find the Christmas cow.
Are you saying we need to reopen a cow search investigation?
I'm thinking you and I need to put back our detective hat.
Okay. All right. What are your theory? Well, you're at the scene of the crime now. Can you see any clues? Is there anything pointing you in the direction of who done it?
Well, I can definitely see where the cow was. There's a yellow patch underneath it. But I have one theory that I can start with. There's no clues I can see at the crime, but I do have one theory.
All right, careful, careful. Put some allegedly's in there. We don't want to,
allegedly,
you know.
Allegedly, okay. I don't want to sue me. Whoever I'm about to blame, sue me, right?
Yeah.
Whoever steals a Christmas cow, a yellow Merry Moon Christmas cow, right, is obviously somebody that hates Christmas. It's obviously someone that is a bit of a Grinch. So, at this stage, I've got an early suspect on who would steal the cow.
Oh, God. I reckon I know where this is going to be going.
It's none other than you, Ellie. You stole that cow, didn't you? You are an absolute piece of
cow. Would I do with Mary Moo the Christmas cow?
I don't know. You probably, you know what our salaries are like. You probably want to donate it as a Christmas present.
Yeah, come back to Perth for Christmas and give my family a cow as their present. Like, hey, guys, I got this in Shepparton.
Well, hey, I'm willing for you to say why not, but at this early stage, you're our lead suspect. But if anyone else has any other information, please get in touch.
Yeah, get in touch with us. Get in touch with the council. Do you know what, though, Jay? I'm looking at the media release right now. There's an important part that you haven't actually looked at when you've alleged that I've done this crime, and that is the fact. I'm going to read you out a sentence. Mary Moo, the yellow Christmas cow, was taken from Vic Park Lake early Monday morning between the hours of 6:30 a.m. and 9 a.m. What do I do during those times every single day, Josiah?
Hey, you go for plenty of toilet breaks. I don't know what you're doing those toilet breaks.
I've got an alibi that 50,000 people have heard.
Out of all seriousness, though, that's prime time. There would have been a lot of people around. Someone has to know something about this cow. Please get in touch, guys. Out of all seriousness, we want the three. Oh, they're almost like the three wise men, the three cows of Christmas to come back.
Yeah,
you know?
They're not cheap either. It costs the council a lot of money, so stop stealing them, guys.
If you stole this cow, Ellie and I have got a beef with you.
Oh, God. Oh, stop. Stop now. Come back to the station.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, Josiah. What are you doing the second Wednesday of August 2019?
Oh, I have no idea. Hopefully not still sitting across the studio from you. Most likely will be, though.
Most likely.
To be honest, that's just under a year away?
Yeah.
Why do you ask? What's happening?
Well, if you're free, then I just need to pencil you in for something.
Well,
is that okay? Can we do a meeting
at midday? At this stage, I don't know my calendar, so I'll say yes, I am free.
Okay, cool. Midday, second Wednesday of 2019 in August.
What's going on? Okay. Why?
The reason I say that is because that's happened in our office.
What do you mean?
One of our colleagues has sent out a calendar invite for a meeting to happen in August of next year.
Yeah, actually, this was brought to our attention yesterday, wasn't it? This is unbelievable. Thank you for bringing it up, Ellie.
Do you know what? It shows the dedication of our workplace. You know, that's how hard workers everyone is that they're already making plans for next year.
Yeah. Why are they doing this, though?
So, if you haven't heard yet, we're doing this toy drive at the moment.
Yeah.
Raising toys for kids for Christmas. So, by all means, please donate toys to Hit FM for our toy drive.
The office? It looks amazing already.
So many donations. Sandra from Nagambi came in yesterday. Her and her kids don't do Christmas presents amongst themselves. They donate them to the Hit FM toy drive.
It looks amazing.
Thank you for coming.
Keep them coming, guys. Our office should be very proud with the amount that's been raised so far.
Exactly.
It looks fantastic out there.
Doing a great job. But as always, you can make a few tweaks here and there. And so they've decided next year we're going to go bigger and better for the toy drive. And so in order to plan the bigger and better toy drive, that meeting is locked in for August 2019 at midday. Give me your RSVP now. So it got me thinking about how far is too far to lock someone into something?
Oh, I'll definitely say that's too far. I'm sure we could
organize a meeting.
Yeah, but let's lock it in August next year, a week out, I reckon.
I mean, I've got a wedding locked in for April 18th, 2020.
You do not.
I do, but that's because it's one of my best friends. She's getting married on Hamilton Island, so we all have to kind of keep that in our minds.
Well, I think for a destination wedding,
yep.
It's courtesy to give minimum 12 months notice.
Yeah.
Because people need to save. They need to take time off work. They need to save the date.
On that, I got invited to a destination wedding in France in December and the wedding was in June.
Yeah, no, that's rude.
Yeah, still went
there. My friend expected us all to go to Italy and told us all 2 months out.
Oh,
righto,
no.
Righto, mate. I've got to give my work more notice, let alone save up.
Yeah.
It'll take me 2 years to save up.
I know.
So I thought I'd jump on board with once we got this idea. So this morning, I've got my 30th actually coming up, Ellie.
Oh, yeah.
It's not coming up till 2020, though. So I thought, you know what? I love everyone in our office. They're all characters out there.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought, you know what?
Yep.
I'll send them all an invite to my birthday, because who better would I want at my birthday than everyone in this office? So I sent a calendar invite for the 31st of January. 2020, nearly a year and a bit away. And
I know.
You know what? I've got about four, so far, four people have said, yes, they're coming. And then I've got one decline. That was you.
Cool. Well, I know. I'm really busy on the 31st of January, 2020, actually.
Understandable.
I've got heaps on. Yeah, I'm already, my calendar's full for that whole year, in fact. So, but it has led us to want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. What's the furthest in advance you've been booked in for something?
Yeah. Do you have a boss like this that wants to schedule a meeting 2 years in advance? Maybe they want to do it a few months in advance. Who knows?
Or maybe you've got a hair appointment that you've booked a year in advance. You know?
Yeah, some people are very popular. You know what? There's some restaurants that you need to book in months and months in advance.
Yeah. Katie from Shep, you've got a similar story to us, do you?
Yeah, I'm currently booking for a meeting for next May. But if they asked me for it in June, I was like, guys, I don't know what I'm having for breakfast tomorrow. Will I love one in May? I thought we wanted to be at this job in May.
Surely not. What's the meeting for?
I don't even know. I was like, please just cancel it. Like,
Katie, is this your boss that booked it in?
No, just some random. Like, it was one of my clients.
Oh, what do you mean? That client needs to check themselves before they wreck themselves.
I know, right? I was like, just calm down, okay? You're the next person who goes into my job, not me.
Katie sounds like the sort they would book ahead of time for 2020 for like a Tinder date or something like that. You know?
I wouldn't say no to that.
Thanks for your call, Katie. Let's go on to Jack from Umerka. Jack, have you been booked in far in advance?
We have. Me and my best friend playing a wedding band, and we're booked in 2020.
What month?
November.
That is
November.
No way. That's two years away, Jack.
Yep. It's ridiculous, but it's really good fun. And,
is it so far away or is it in the Goulburn Valley?
Far away, like Bright area.
Oh, but okay. still
not
it's a drive.
Too far, yeah.
It's not like you have to fly to Italy for it.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's not quite that far. So,
why have they booked you in that far?
Everyone's special day. We need to get organized, organized.
That is
got to work out what to wear.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, I've got my 30th. I mentioned it before. In January 31st, 2020. So it's just over a year, about a year and 2 months away. Can I lock you in for that as well?
You know what? I'd have to check my diary.
Oh, no worries at all. Oh.
If he's booked for November, he's not going to be free the first 10 months of the year.
All right,
that's
Jack,
for sure.
Well, after you check your calendar, I'll send you a calendar request so it's in your diary, all right?
All right.
Have you got your set list planned, Jack?
Yeah, we've got heaps. We actually do it fairly regularly, so we get chop and change around.
Well, if you play one of the new songs that are on the radio today, for example, it'll be so old
it'll
by
be,
then.
Like, you want to play a hit in old school, but you'll be just doing old school. Think of all the songs that'll be released between now and November 2020.
No idea.
Oh, perfect. Thanks for your call, Jack.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
You're one of the most selfish and self-absorbed people I've ever met.
Whoa, that's a really hectic way to start a talk break.
Oh, well, 30 seconds before the end of the song, why don't you repeat what you just said to me?
I've got a weird tic, and I can't stop writing my name.
Oh, you're that obsessed with yourself?
No, it's just I have a pen and paper in front of me. I used to do this all the time at school. I just write Ellie Chaney in cursive. Time and time and time and time again.
But just in case you become famous and need to sign 200 autographs? Because I reckon you write your name every day since we started the show 6 months ago, probably 500 times.
All of the sheets in front of me are just covered with Ellie Chaney's. I can't help it. Yesterday I tried to write different stuff just to mix it up.
I know you can't help it because you're that obsessed with yourself.
It's
you're
just,
that self-centered.
It's a tick that I've got. I've got nothing else to write.
You could write.
I'm not writing essays over here.
Why don't you write Josiah Sharla or something?
I'm trying that now. No, it doesn't. Because Ellie Chaney, you can do it all in one go without having to lift your pen. Try it.
Oh, yeah, you can
See? It's fun. Josiah Sharla, no thank you.
It's a bit repetitive though.
I know. That's why it's so great because you can just do it and do it and do it. Anyway, I'm going crazy.
I'm
and
so
I need
obsessed
to stop.
With my own name.
No, I just need
I can't
to stop
writing it.
I don't like my name. I just like it. Oh, God. But hey, if you are after an autograph, $20.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Hey, you know Pete Evans, the chef, aka judge on Master, not Master Chef. What's the other one? My Kitchen Rules.
Yeah, yeah, good looking dude, bit crazy.
Yeah, he's been in the news fair bit for controversial things. I'm pretty sure he's anti-vax. He was anti-sunscreen as well at one point.
That makes me so mad in a country like Australia where melanomas are rife. Wear sunscreen.
He's back.
Oh, good. am I going to get angrier about this than I did about that?
Very angry with this one. He's advocating for a new thing. Shall I read out what he put on his Instagram? This is his caption. Ready? Every day I love to immerse myself in an experience within the cleansing ocean water. So do I.
Fair enough. Great.
As well as a brief gaze into the radiant light of the early rising or late setting sun. These powerful yet unbelievable practices have got to be two of the best forms of free medicine on the planet for body, mind, and spirit.
Apparently, unless you're wearing sunscreen.
Yeah, exactly.
Hates
right.
Hates the sun then, doesn't he?
He's then hashtag sungazing and gone on to advocate to heal yourself, you need to start staring into the sun.
Directly into the sun?
Directly into the sun.
To what? To heal yourself?
Yes.
Oh, just, I've had my hand poised over this just in case I needed it, and yep, I do.
I get angry, but I don't.
What do you mean? Next he's going to say, when an eclipse comes, look straight at it.
Well, that's not far from what he's been saying. And what makes it worse? So he reckons you need to get your... So basically, your vitamin D, right? Yep. You get vitamin D every day by being in the sun, right? Yep. Your body needs it. Obviously, that's why you wear cream. You need...
I love vitamin D.
We know you do. It's something you've been advocating for a very long time. However, apparently, and I didn't know this, the biggest vitamin D intake is through your... eyes.
Okay, look, I'm not going to lie. I'm the type of person who wears $3 Bali sunglasses, so I can't be saying I take the best care of my eyes. But staring at the sun.
So he, no glasses, nothing, just a quick few seconds. He's not saying stare at it forever. Obviously, you go blind, but you stare straight into a few seconds. Apparently, it heals your body somehow.
This guy. Wow.
This peanut turns blind from this. I shouldn't say that.
How many followers does he have on Instagram?
He's got hundreds of thousands. And you know what concerns me? I went through a few of the comments on his Instagram.
And people are agreeing with
him. People are like, thank you so much. One lady wrote this, right?
Yeah.
I've been vitamin D efficient for years. I'm going to go home and try that tonight when the sun goes down.
Vitamin D efficient or deficient?
Both.
Because they're very different things.
She had a lack of vitamin D. Which one's that?
Deficient. And not just because it's vitamin D.
And someone else is like, yes, that's the greatest source of vitamin D. I'm going to stare into the sun when I get home from work. What are you doing, mate? You've got a bit of power out there, a bit of a rep. People take what you say, you know, word for word. So be very careful what you say.
I've just looked him up. 197,000 followers on Instagram. Yeah. Do you know what? If you're following Pete Evans, unfollow him. Follow me because I give you some gags. I don't pretend to know about bloody health and staring in the sun. I just say some gags every now and again.
Well, I'm a big advocate, like you said, for cold water. We've known that for a reason.
Yeah,
but
mine
actually works. That's not that crazy. I go.
Just live your life normally. You know, just do the normal thing. Have a hot shower. We live in Australia. We can.
What annoys me about this guy is he says this stuff like he's better than us.
Yeah, I know it. What? Show me your medical degree, Pete.
Yeah, he's not Dr. Pete Evans.
Oh, God.
I get angry.
He needs some gags, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah. Gag up your life, Pete, please.
You know what? If he said sungazing and then put a pun into it or something, you know what? I might stare into the sun.
Great gear. Otherwise, you're a flog, buddy.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.
Lucas Graham on the GV's Hit 96.9. Do you know what, Josiah? I do somewhat love someone like Lucas Graham does.
Who?
My neighbour. I fell in love last night.
Oh,
sorry,
on.
Gav. Sorry, my boyfriend. You're out of the picture because my neighbour is my new number one.
I'm guessing what? An old man? You always say on the show that you love old men.
Yes, he is. He's an older, I think he's from India. He's a lovely Indian man. Anyway, his back porch backs onto my bedroom window.
That's a bit weird.
Now, there's a fence in between. It's fine.
Except
my window's been open because it's been hot lately. So last night I was lying in bed and I hear him next door.
What, peeking through your window?
No! He's so sweet. I love him so much.
Hello, Ellie. I'm watching you sleep.
Stop it. Well, don't do a voice. He started practicing a speech.
For what?
I don't know what it was for. I couldn't quite make out his words. But he kept starting it like, hello, my name is...
What's his name?
I don't know. I couldn't hear it properly. But I heard him like start and then get halfway through and then start again. And then I could hear him replaying it to himself. He was obviously filming himself doing it.
I don't know if that's what he's doing. The camera in his hand, I think, was going through your window.
No! Stop trying to make him creepy. It was the most adorable moment of my life.
And I think the speech, it wasn't a speech. He was just going, hello, Ellie, I can see you sleep.
No, he was doing a speech. I think he was maybe, it was something about doing work or something. I don't know. I couldn't quite make out his words. But my housemate, Mia, who's in the room next to me, was messaging me like, are you hearing this? This is the best thing I've ever heard.
Pull your pants down, Ellie.
Stop it. What? Can you not? You're just making a beautiful thing weird. It's not. So good luck to him. If he's listening this morning, good luck with the speech, whatever it's for. I don't know
what
it's
for. He's not listening. He's right now. He's live in your bedroom.
Oh, Josiah.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, do you want to win Lotto?
Oh, like I've said before, the quicker I win some money, the quicker I'm out of here.
Where? Out of
the
where?
The studio.
Oh. Would you quit your job?
Of course I would. I'd buy one of those mansions in Arcadia and I would live happily ever after.
What would you do with your time though?
Who cares? Kick back, watch the cricket, drink water.
What about if it's not cricket season? You're screwed.
Watch rugby league.
What about if it's not rugby league season?
There is always a rugby league and cricket season. That is the beauty of living in Australia.
Well, Josiah, I've got some bad news for you. You are not likely to win the lotto, my friend.
Well, that's a given. More likely to be struck by lightning, I believe.
No, well, not if you fall into these categories. So a study's been done. You know, I love a study.
Here we go.
Scoopla at hit.com.au for more on this study. Of the names that are most likely to win lotto.
So you're telling me this study was done by Scoopla, which means it was written by people that work here.
No, it wasn't done by Scoopla. It was reported on by Scoopla.
So you reckon old mate in digital's just had a quiet afternoon again, and he's just gone, oh, what can I write an article on today? Oh, I know. People that have got, what, lucky names?
No. The online lotto platform jackpot.com, they're the ones who've written this, okay? So if we don't trust them, who in life do we trust, Josiah?
Definitely not the people in this office, that's for sure.
They have collected data since it began in 1995.
Right, okay, give it to me.
Okay. They found the names most likely to win the jackpot. Here's the top five. In fifth place, with three wins of lotto, Karen.
Oh, good on you, Kazza.
Good job, Karen. Yeah, so Karen's the only one that I'm able to play this song for. Because she's the only female to make the list.
Wow. So I'm guessing guys are more lucky than girls, or guys have more of a gambling problem and spend a lot more money on lotto tickets.
Apparently. The professions that win most often as well, builders, carpenters and mechanics. Not to say that they are male only, but they're definitely male-dominated industries.
Get out there, lads, and buy a lotto ticket.
Yep. In fourth place, oh, God, my dad should buy a lotto ticket. John.
Johnny
boy. Well done, Johnny. He's won it three times as well. Alex has won it three times. I suppose Alex could be a girl or a guy.
Could. Depends how it's spelled.
In that case. Everyone's a winner, baby. It's more appropriate of a song.
So who is the luckiest name in Australia?
The luckiest name. I feel like this is worldwide. Is something you would never pick in a million years.
Josiah.
No. Go. Let's go through all the names. Here we go.
Every name in the world. Tom, Ellie.
Nah, random.
Stacey.
Okay, now this is going to go on forever. You ready?
Stacey's mum. I can't think of any other names.
Oh, my God,
names.
You got it. Stacey's mum has won lotto the most times.
Leanne.
No, it's male. I told you that.
Oh, that's right. Good point. Lee.
No, it starts with a D.
Dick.
No.
Darren.
No.
Should I give up now?
This is really great radio.
Terrible radio.
No, it's great radio.
Diego.
Yes. No. D-E.
Dean
McCarthy. Nope.
No idea.
Okay. Derek.
Oh, you're a Derek.
Derek. Dr. McDreamy himself. It's the only Derek I know.
I've got my grandfather's brother is a Derek.
Oh, we'll get. Okay. Your grandfather's brother, my dad, go to the shops, buy lotto tickets. We're bound. Gav's mum's name's Karen.
Why don't you buy a lotto ticket?
Because Ellie's not on the list. And I'm not a mechanic, a builder,
or a
carpenter.
No, you are on the list.
What?
You're a complete Derek. Oh.
Josiah and Ellie, hit 96.9.
We know that there's a lot of break and enters. I think it's one of the highest break and enter crime rates in Australia here in the Goulburn Valley.
I'm done with it. It's made me really angry because I mentioned earlier on the show that my boyfriend Gav got broken into over the weekend. His boat got stolen, an $80,000 boat, towed away from his front yard. And turns out, I didn't tell you this actually, another room, so his unit is adjacent to other units and his friend that he's living in owns them all. So the other unit turns out was broken into too. Stole his kayak.
So there's someone that loves water sports, isn't it? You know what? So. It's this time of year. There's a lot more, if you speak to the police, a lot more break and enters leading up to Christmas because people are trying to get presents, et cetera, for friends and family.
It's disgusting. Harsher penalties for burglars, I reckon.
Yeah, because it puts you on edge. We got broken into in Feb and it's still shaking up both my roommate and I because, you know, you need that extra security and whatnot. Anyway, a lot of people take desperate measures to take security on their place. And understandable, there's one place. And I went and took our boss's dog for a walk last night. And I went past his house. And all of a sudden, I jumped out of my skin because you're going to have to listen very carefully. I might have to say what it says. This happened. Basically,
heavy.
I went past this house. I wasn't on their property, by the way.
Yeah.
I was on the council footpath out the front, walking past with the dog. And every time someone goes past, so basically, this thing goes off. It was a hired machine. So they'd actually hired it from a company. And it goes, warning, warning. There's live images of you. And there's a camera staring straight at you. There's live images of you being broadcast to our security company. And then it plays a fake security, a police siren,
what?
As if police are on their way and saying, we're taking photos of you. Run, go away. And then there's also a fake dog barking in the background as well.
What do you mean? So you had set this off. It hadn't been triggered and then caused you walking past.
No, every time someone goes off, because then it's not too far. I'm hanging my washing in the back garden when I got back and I'm hearing it go off after every single person would walk past. It went off about five
times.
Surely
that's against like council regulations
or
something.
Well, you'd think so. It was on the footpath out the front. But this, whoever the reason they've done it,
yeah,
they've obviously been broken in or shaken up for some reason because they've had to go to this extreme measure to scare people.
God.
I mean, I get a security camera or...
Yeah, get cameras, get an alarm.
Get a dog.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But that is bizarre.
They'd hired a machine, so they've been shaken up. And it's this one... I feel like the air where we live in the GV, people are on edge now.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's understandable.
They've got every right to be because it does happen so much. So stop robbing people. If you're someone who is a criminal and you're robbing houses, stop it. It's not fair. Go out and earn your own money and buy your own stuff.
Oh, it's safe to say people that rob people. Oh, speaking of robberies, sorry to change the subject.
Oh.
Someone stole a cow.
Oh, exactly.
We're going to be broadcasting and crossing live to the scene just after 8 o'clock. One of the cows, we know B1 went missing earlier in the year. Another one has gone missing.
Mm.
There are some issues in this society.
Don't worry. We'll find it. You got us on the case.
Yeah, maybe we should put that machine next to where the cows go. That'll stop them.
We might need to.
Josiah and Ellie. Hit 96.9.
Hey, this time of year, very stressful. A lot of people having packages delivered.
Yeah. I'm not because I haven't done any Christmas shopping yet.
Neither.
Bit stressed about
that. A lot of people are more organised than us, though. But there's nothing more stressful than when your package doesn't arrive. You get a message from Australia Post saying, your package is here, and you're like, cool, mum's sorted for Christmas. Lots of people are having packages stolen off their front porches. So there's a guy over in the US, he's a YouTuber, and he's an engineer, super smart dude. And he's decided to take matters into his own hands.
This guy took a package from my porch, and now he's about to open it in his car. But what he doesn't know is this is a custom-built bait package that is recording him on four different cameras, and it's about to unleash a pound of the world's finest glitter, along with some other surprises.
Yes!
Great idea.
Mark, well done, my friend.
So things are getting stolen that much that he knew that if he did a fake package or a stitch-up, that it was guaranteed to be stolen.
Yep, and sure enough, it worked time and time again every time he did it. And then he put it at his friend's house. Same thing happened. So this is just one of the reactions of someone. Have a listen. So basically this package, as soon as they go to open it, it emits all this glitter and then has a fart smell spray.
Right.
So it just goes pss, pss, pss. And then everyone's like, what does that smell? Have a listen to this guy's reaction.
No way. Look at that, dude. Look at my car, dude. Everything. Oh my God. I don't know what this is.
Serves him right. Don't steal other people's stuff.
You know where they should have had one of these things?
Where?
They should have had them in our cows that they make.
Yes.
After Mary Moo, the yellow Christmas cow, got stolen.
Yes.
Imagine if the people that stole it
I know.
Had one of these things go off in their faces. They
so
should
good.
Have.
So
it's
good.
It's disgusting. And that would go off in the Golden Valley because our crime rate, our break and enter rate is through the roof.
Yeah, but then everything you actually do get delivered, then it's tainted anyways. So it smells like a fart.
Yeah, but if the robbers come to steal something,
true.
It's like a
might
lottery to them. They don't know which one's which.
It's a good point.
So let's start lacing our packages with farts. I do that anyway.
Oh, hectic. You just open your front door and the smell just wafts out.
Josiah and Ellie, Hit 96.9.